Welcome on the call tonight. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God Almighty. Praise the Holy Father, God Himself. Before we go into anything tonight, let's welcome the Holy Spirit. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit in this place. Wherever you are tonight, let's repent and ask the Holy Father Himself through Jesus Christ to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. That way we can come boldly to the throne of grace and we can seek His mercy. Heavenly Father, this night we come before you, Almighty God. And we ask you to forgive us this day. Forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. Because you see, Father, no sinners can come before you into the heavens tonight. And tonight we come to do your heavenly work. But before we can do this, Father, we ask you, Father God, to come and to wash us in the blood of Jesus. Wash us now from the top of our heads to the bottom of her feet. Let it be like the days of the Israelite, Lord God, in Egypt, when the death angel come and see the blood on the doorpost. They went by and they were able to be saved. So tonight, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, Almighty God. We ask you to forgive us from all sins. Wash us now and cleanse us from the inside out. We believe now, Lord Jesus Christ, that you, Lord Jesus, is our Lord and our Savior. We bow before you now and we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you to come forth, Holy Spirit, and to lead us and to guide us, oh Mighty God. Father, put your words in our mouth tonight that we may be able to speak only what you are saying. Only what you are saying, Father. And because of that, tonight we come, I come, and I hide myself behind the cross. And I let you, Father, come forth by your Spirit. Minister through me, Lord God Almighty, that your children may know that you are alive and you are not dead. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that the persons or the person that's online right now, Father, on this Zoom call, my God, hearing from the sound of my voice will be changed. I will be changed. The person that's listening in on the recording will be changed. Father, now I hide myself behind your cross. And I let you come now and come forth and minister through me that your children may know and hear that you are alive and you are not dead. Father, I thank you. I praise you that your son is living inside of us and he is sitting on the right hand of the Father God tonight, which is you, Father. And he's giving us the information, and we're releasing it now to the massive. I thank you this day, and I praise you this day. In the name that is above every single name, I declare tonight, Lord God, that men cannot do what you are going to do. Only you, Lord God. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We bow now before you. And we thank you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Fire of the Holy Spirit, come now and touch every single individual tonight as I pray. As I open my mouth this day, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, tonight we have a call because I haven't been online for maybe about 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And tonight we're having a supernatural call tonight. Supernatural call. What does that mean? I kind of look up the word supernatural, and it says it's a supernatural. When you say the word supernatural, it's above and beyond your natural meaning. And I just believe, based on the word of God, that the Holy Spirit will show us and it will lead us and it will guide us into all truth. Let me see. I think it's in John 14. Let me see something. Hallelujah, Jesus. Welcome on the call. Welcome on the call tonight. And I hope you had a wonderful time off. I said I was on sabbatical because you guys know that what's going on with me right now, that I'm not, but I'm just following the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it says in John 14, he said, I'm going to leave. And he says, when I leave, I'm going to send the Comforter. Now, who is the Comforter? The Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus Christ himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three in one. He said he's going to send that individual, and it may guide you, and it may abide in you, and it may lead you into all truth. Because even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him not, but because we know him, we can rely on him, the Spirit of God. So tonight, we can't do nothing. We can't say nothing. We can't see nothing. We can only see it through the Spirit. So that's why we come in the tonight relying on the Holy Spirit. And my dad always say, Morris, when I was working with him, he always says, when we go to the meetings, he always says, this is not the work of a man. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. So we do not rely on ourselves. I don't rely on myself. The Father used me in the prophetic, right? And as you know, oh, God will use me online, offline. Some of you might call, and I may be able to pray with you guys, and the Father will leave me in the prophetic. You guys know that. And it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that gives out all the information. All I'm doing, I'm just a vessel for the Spirit of God to work through me, right? Every single person in the body of Christ have different gifting. It's just that he might use me heavily in the prophetic, right? He may use you in something different. He may use you in teaching. You may be a teacher, a pastor. Healing, the healing ministry. You have to know that for yourself. What have you been called to do? I know God has called me heavily in healing and deliverance and the prophetic, and that's how he used me. I don't know anything else. I'm not here hyping up anything. I'm not here hyping up men. I'm just being led by the Spirit of the living God. So tonight we're having a prophetic call. And I would pray tonight that any person would want us to pray that you will come in and you will say what you want us to pray for. And we will pray. And if the Spirit of God used me to prophesy to the individual, that the Spirit of God, when he used me, he will use me with clarity. I always say to the individual, if God used me to prophesy, or if God used me to give an information, insight, and I always say insight for living, I myself strongly believe, just me, you have to watch prophecy. When a person prophesied to you, you have to watch it. I put it on the back shelf. And if it comes to pass, fine. Because man may mess up sometimes. You understand me? Man can mess up. I am telling you, man can mess up. So it's very, very important that you know who you're listening to. And even the person who you're listening to, they can mess up because we're all human beings. So I try to live a life. What's not phony? I try to live a life where I said, Lord God Almighty. That's why every single time before I open my mouth, I ask the Holy Spirit, I ask God Himself, by the Spirit of God, that Jesus Christ that live and reign on the cross, that come off the cross, He was on the cross and now He's off. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. I would say, Lord, based in Romans 10, 9 and 10, and I'll ask for forgiveness. And then I wash myself in the blood. Romans 10. Well, I'm in Acts and I'm like, wait a minute, we're in Romans. Acts and Romans. Okay, one second. And if you hear me speaking in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, I am building up myself in the spirit. Okay? There's Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. I believe in my heart. Jesus came and he died. And I ask for forgiveness. I ask him to cover me with the blood. Then I come boldly to the throne of grace. And I ask for forgiveness and I ask him, now, Father God, here I am. Hide me behind your cross. Talk to me, Father. Give me information if there's information that's supposed to give, and I'll give it up. If there's no information to give, we move on. We don't follow off of prophecy, we don't run behind prophecy. Okay? We do not do that. I've seen a lot of people getting shipwrecked because they're saying, oh, this person say this and that person say that. No, watch it and see if it comes to pass. If it does not, move on. Move on. I give out a lot of prophecy to people, a whole lot. And I've seen it come to pass, and I don't see the person come back and say anything to me and say, thank you. No, you know what they do? They need to thank God. They need to thank God. I'm only a vessel. You are only a vessel. Jesus is coming back, and we can see the time. We can see the time. So, to me and to you, it's very, very important that we stay at the feet of the altar. We pray to God. We trust God. We let God use us, but we do not get big-headed and think that we arrive when we do not. Trust him. Live by him. Let he use you. Okay? He said he'd even use a donkey. On the not note, I felt in my heart tonight when he said, supernatural prophetic call. Supernatural prophetic call. Supernatural prophetic call. That means there's any stronghold. Any stronghold. Any stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Shoni, what I want for you to do, you said, pray for my family and my mother in Paris. What I want you to do, I want you to open your mic. I want you to open your mic, Tony. Am I pronouncing your name right? Am I pronouncing it right? I know you know how to use that Zoom thing. I want you to open it up because I am not 100% proficient with Zoom. So I want you to open that mic and I wanted to hear your voice and I'm going to be praying. I'm going to pray out loud in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay. Can you hear me? Huh? Can you hear me? All right, you can hear me? All
Yes.
right, good. All right, so I want you to respond when I'm talking to you, all right? Because
Yeah.
I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear. All right, so you said pray for your family and your mother and in Paris.
Yes. And my granddaughter and my son.
Okay. Did I pray for your mom before?
No, she this is the first time I put her on the line. She's on the other line just by the audio, not the video.
She's on the audio, not the video. Does she have arthritis?
In her knee.
The left knee?
Yes, both knee, but one more than the other.
The left one is more than the other?
Yes.
All right. All right. Okay. So when she went to the doctor, because I don't know, it's like when I'm looking, all I'm seeing in her knee is this green slimy like inflammation. Did the doctor tell her she have inflammation in her knee? You want to ask her that because you said she's on
Yeah, they put something in her knee, a cortisone, to try get down the swelling.
Okay, because like when I'm talking to you, I see like some kind of liquid that they. So when did they put that in there? Last week or week before last?
Maybe about a week before last.
Before last. All right, all right. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna pray. And they also told her that she gotta lose weight, right?
No, she's
What
not
did
in.
they tell her? They tell her they tell her something derogatory in regards to her health, correct?
No, they told her he was trying to get another prescription, which is a thicker medicine, get approved by her insurance to use that, and then she continued to exercise.
Okay. So they tell her to get a stronger medication.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you want us to pray. All right. First I'm going to pray for your mom. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know all things. And you see all things and you release all things to us. So tonight I minister. What's your mom's name?
Annette Hewitt.
What's her name?
Annette Hewitt.
Aneth?
Yes.
Okay. I pray for Aneth right now, Lord Jesus. And I pray for the swelling in that left knee to go down right now, Father. And that pain will go now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of pain and I command that to go in Jesus' name. Every single thing, even over to the right side, Lord, I pray for that right now. Everything that's concerning to her, Father, even the things that, oh, wow. She doesn't even talk about. And she said that it's, well, I just pray for that right now, Father. I pray for that in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for her life. I pray for her family that she doesn't have to worry, that she give everything over to you and she trusts you. Oh, precious, precious Father God. We pray for the supernatural in the natural right now. We pray that the next time when she come online, that she will come with a praise report of victory. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you right now, Father. We thank you that healing, not only in her knee, but in her stomach right now, Father. I pray and I bind every force of the enemy, every single force and source, everything that try to raise up the ugly head, we break it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Call out her name. I want you to call her name out in the name of Jesus and release the holy angel to go over there and to touch her body right now. Father, we thank you for Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. We thank you for 1 Peter 2, 24. We thank you that she's healed and she's delivered. I thank you that everything, Father, that she have on her mind, I pray that she'll give it over to you in the name of Jesus. Faith is not only an act, but it is a fact. And we thank you. By your stripes, she is healed.
Amen.
Mama, 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 loco, la baba, la baba. Andalo Korea Baba La Baba La Banga. Father God, if there's no interpretation, I pray in the spirit and I build myself up, Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the granddaughter right now, Lord God. And I pray that she'll be walking in victory. She will listen to her father and her mom. She will listen to our family members. She will not take any kind of telling from the outside. I break and I bind every single person that's trying to speak in her ear that's not giving her the right information. Father, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you and I praise you. And as we pray before for the grand His son, Father, we thank you, Father God, that you will send him and you will put him before the right people. As a matter of fact, we'll call those people in leadership kings. We'll put him before kings, earthly king, that things will move from the bottom to the top for him. I pray, Lord Jesus, that he will be marketable, that he will get the contract that he said that he needs. And what he's looking for this day. Father God, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you and I praise you. I thank you, Father. And I praise you. I thank you and I praise you. I thank you and I praise you. If you are looking and standing and believing God for me or anyone online to be standing in agreement with you tonight, open up the line and ask. Open up the line and ask tonight. Put yourself off mute and open up the line and ask.
So what are you?
What? Yes.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Giving thanks. I have an unspoken request.
I didn't hear you.
Unspoken request.
You're still doing what?
Unspoken request.
You're still believing? I
Yes,
can't hear you.
I have an unspoken request, and I'm still believing for a breakthrough for the request.
Okay. For a breakthrough. Come back online. Don't come off the line. I didn't finish talking to you. And for a breakthrough, Father, we just thank you. So I just want you to look over here. I just want you to look over here. Just look. Let's just talk. I thank you, Father. This is your daughter. This is standing in the gap. This is a gap connection. Matthew 18, verse 18 to 20. If two of us stand and agree in anything, Father God, we're going to read it back to you, Father. You call us tonight on the supernatural, a supernatural prophetic call. Hallelujah. Father, we are looking for the supernatural tonight. We're looking for doors to be open tonight. And the ones that need to be shut need to be shut. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever we bind on this earth is bound in heaven. So we loose good things in her life. The supernatural, Father, things that need to come in and to change the atmosphere in her home setting, in her life, in her family, in her husband, in her children, in her job situation. Just pray and remove every single stumbling block out of her way. I stand and I believe God with you tonight. I break and I bind the spirit of depression. Let's bind that in Jesus' name. I gotta go to this. I mean, look, let me just give you some information in regards to worry and depression. You feel depressed sometimes? You just feel so depressed lately? Jesus. But I want you to know, I just come over here, but the weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal. But they're mighty through God. And every single stronghold. Let's think about this. Every single stronghold that the enemy will try to bring You got to remember that Jesus took it on the cross. And when he declared that it is finished, every single thing, it's finished. It is finished. The spirit of depression, put your hand up like this, put it over here with my hand. No, put your right hand up here. In the name of Jesus, I break that off for you right now, and I command it to go in Jesus' mighty name. I call about sending depression. Go now. Go. I want you to say go. Go.
Go, go,
Go.
go,
Go in the name of
go,
Jesus.
go in the name of Jesus. Number three, turn.
My core, Baba. Bind the spirit of depression. Don't worry about the unknown. Do not worry about the unknown. Your weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of stronghold. And you know what? I want you to hold on to the scripture. 1 Corinthians, it's 2 Corinthians 10. Write it down. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5. When the enemy come to tempt, the word of God said there's no temptation. No temptation has seized except what is common to man. And God is faithful. Our Father God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. And the other one is 2 Corinthians 10, 4, 5.
You said 1 Corinthians 10:14?
1 Corinthians 10, 14, yeah. 10, 13, I'm sorry, 10, 13. And the other one is 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5. When you feel down and discouraged, the word of God said, God is your refuge and he's your strength. And I see you so depressed sometimes. And you're like, Lord God, is that correct? Lord God, I've tried everything. I've done everything. I even give. And everything that I put my hand to, it's like it's not working. And I just can't take it anymore. But the word of God is saying to you today, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he's saying he will direct your path. The enemy comes in and want to talk to you and speak in your ears. So now you're starting to get depressed. And now you're starting to hear like voices in your head. And it's like, that happened to me. I remember when I was going through my stuff when I was in Massachusetts. No, in Enfield, Connecticut. You guys hear me testify about me was going to kill myself. Remember, I testify about it all the time. That's where it starts. It start talking in your brain. It start telling you to do this and do that. But you got to read the word of God. The word of God is life. That's what it says in John 6, 6 to 3. The word of God is powerful. That's what it says in Timothy. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You cannot let the enemy comes in. You can't worry about your family. You got to be whole. I lost everything. Remember I told you guys that? Every single thing. But God. And he's no respecter of person. The words that I'm saying to you, get the Google out. Get your Bible out. Look for those words, write them down. He is no respecter of persons. And whatever he did for me, he could do for you. Go back on some of the tapes that we had undertheholytabernacle.com. Go back and listen to them. This is not about a hype. Whatever he did for me, he could do for you also. He spoke in my ears, told me to go and kill myself. He speaks. The enemy speaks. My God Almighty, he speaks. But you know how you're going to get over that? You're going to get over with the fire of God shut up in your bones. You're going to get over that with praise and worship. You're going to get over that with the word of God. And let it be your guide. Let it be your sword. Let it be the, oh my God, the word of God is a spirit. You need the spirit of God. John 6, 6-3 said, the word that I speak, they're not only words, but they're spirit. And they give life. There is life in the word of God. You remember Jason Myers used to say that. I remember. Used to say that. And I'm like, read that word. It's in there. There is life in the word. The word of God promotes life. God is a refuge and strength, and he's our present help when we need him. Psalms 46, 1-3. Let the lion roar. Let the waters of God come in and wash you from the inside out, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Don't give any place to the enemy. Jesus. Jesus. Kalamon. Write these things down. Jesus, Jesus, you cannot wait until my husband put this up online. You cannot wait until he put this online. Bind the spirit of depression. There's a lot of depressed people right now on this line. We break and we bind the spirit of depression now. Every foul spirit of depression go. Every foul spirit of depression go. Every foul spirit of depression go. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every lying tongue of the enemy. We just break every lying tongue right now. We just break every lying tongue right now. We just break every lying tongue right now. We just break every foul spirit that has been spoken in our family, spoken in our life. Every generational curse, we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of poverty, we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We come against every chicken foot. You know, the chicken that runs in the yard. The chicken that runs in the backyard, what those people used to use in my country and do and use and do all these science and cut off the chicken head and talk about they're doing with the spirit of witchcraft. We break it and we bind it now in Jesus' mighty name. We break it and we bind it now in Jesus' mighty name. Come against the foul onslaught of the enemy tonight. And we break every tongue that rise up in judgment against you guys. Anyone on the line? Have any kind of court date. Have any kind of court date. Have any kind of court date with mortgage, rent. Behind in your mortgage, behind in your rent, behind in your bills. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. We break the enemy back right now. First John 3. I hear the word of God said First John 3. Ola See what First John 3 said. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God Almighty. First John 3. Have no fellowship with what? Third, is it third? Okay, I hear First John 3. Let me see what First John 3 is saying. which we have seen and heard, declare unto you that you have, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. So that means if we have in fellowship with anything else, we break it and bind it tonight. We break it and bind it tonight. That we only have fellowship with you, Jesus. We break it and we bind it tonight. That anything that we inviting into our atmosphere, into our home, we break it and we bind it tonight. Anything in the home that's not supposed to be in there, you throw it out. Any kind of statues that's not in there, you throw it out. We break and we bind the spirit of witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. Throw it out. Go in your house. Do some house cleaning. Yeah, Buddha in there, throw it out. Any kind of graven image in there that's not supposed to be of God, throw it out. I don't care. Do some house cleaning. Clean it out. Clean it out. Clean it out. You have anything in there that's not of God, throw it out. Beloved, above all things, I wish that you may prosper. That's the one I was looking for. But then I said 1 John 3, and I didn't know what 1 John 3 was saying. Maybe somebody over there have something in their house that they're not supposed to have. I'm not here to judge nobody. I can't judge anybody. Whatever is revealed, that's between you and God. I'm not in your house. I don't know. Don't call me tomorrow and ask me what I say because I don't remember. When I'm in the spirit and when I'm ministering to the spirit, I don't want nobody calling me the next day and ask me what I say because you know what? That's witchcraft. That is witchcraft. Okay? I don't know anything about what I'm going to be saying tomorrow. Don't call me tomorrow and ask what I said yesterday tomorrow because I may not remember. Because we're ministering under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us information. He gives us information. So don't dare you call me tomorrow and ask me what I said because I don't know what I'm saying sometime under the Spirit. In the Spirit. That's how the supernatural works. And I'm not here to take credit from my dad. All credit go to him. Every time I minister, when you come online, offline, even when you call me on the phone and I'm talking, everything you are, when you over there telling me, thank you, Sister Ruth, thank you. What do I say? No. Give him thanks first. This is not the work of a man. But this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Man cannot do this. Men have no information. Amos 3 says, verse 7, he will not do nothing unless he show it to the prophet. Man or prophet, a woman or prophetess. Don't call me tomorrow because you call me and talk to me about something different that I don't know about. It's not going to be nice. We better know the voice of the Father. We better know his voice. A lot of people are looking for quick fix. There is no quick fix in the kingdom. None. None. We better know his word. If I'm giving you the information, and if I'm wrong, you need to know that I'm wrong. Your spirit man should have a check. And you should go look for it and try to find it. And you say, you called me and said, Sister Ruth, you know what you said yesterday was not right. There's nothing in the word to back that up. And then I'll be, if I'm not all big-headed, I'm gonna say, really? Okay. And I'm gonna say, okay, and I'm gonna check. Because we're all in this together. Okay, nobody's not being an example. Nobody's no grown from it. No. Too long we're sitting around listening to somebody. Okay, brainwashing us. I don't want to be brainwashed by nobody. I've been doing this thing from ever since I was in my mother's womb. God called me and ministered for all these years. And I try to follow him and I try to by the leading of the Holy Ghost. That's what I try to do. The life that I live here is the same life I live in the street. I don't try to hype anything up and push anything up. I try to live by the Spirit. That's how I roll. When I go out ministering to people, I minister to them by the Spirit of the living God. I cannot do anything else, and I don't want to do anything else, and I don't want to do nothing else, and I don't want to hear about nothing else, and I don't want to see nothing else. All I want to hear is from Jesus. And who don't like it? That's too bad. I don't really care. I want to hear from Jesus. Because at the end of the day, if I make it to hell, he's going to say, what did you do with what I give you, Ruth? And if I make it to heaven, he's going to say, well done. So I love everybody. I care for every single person, but I want to know him. I have something that in the front of my book, my Bible, that I have for years. I want to know him. Paul said that I may know him. And the power. That I may know him. I may know him. That means I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know him. Not you. I want to know him. And you should want to know him too. You should want to know him. You should want to know Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You should want to know him. And the power of his resurrection. That simply means there is power. There is power in his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. That means when you're fellowshipping with him, there will be some suffering. So when suffering come, look, go through it because he suffered for us. The best part about it, we are going to know my cousin. That my cousin there, I got to see you. I got to see you. Oh my God, I got to see you, cuz. Got to see you, baby. My cousin. We, you know, my mama called it, suffering. When you get to know him and the fellowship of his suffering. I mean, when you're suffering, the best part about it. You can go through the suffering, my God, my God, my God, oh my God, because guess what? Up from the grave he arose. And he gave you the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. My, you got the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon you. You can minister under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost because he live inside of you. Because he's looking for a person, he's looking for a body that he can comfort and minister through. And you don't have to be 100% every day. All you have to do is to yield to him. And he will come forth, Sharon. Listen to me, Sharon. Come off of hiding and open up the mic. I can get to see your face. And he will come, Sharon. Come out of hiding and let me see your face. He will come, Makondola. He will come. He will come out of your belly. He will come with fire. He will change the atmosphere because he already did it for you. And he said, I give you power. Oh, God. My God. Why? Because he said he's at the right hand of the Father. He's gone to the Father. And he's gonna give you a double portion of his anointing. Oh my God, think about it. If Jesus Christ was on the cross and he died and he wake up, hallelujah, and he said he's giving you a double portion. Oh, glory to God. You're gonna do more than he did when he walked the earth. Glory. That is the Jesus Christ we serve. All you have to do is to open your mouth. Oh, glory to God. All you have to do is open your mouth. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth will come up from the grave. He arose. I cannot see your face, Sharon. You're going to work tomorrow, Sharon. Whatever day you are gone, in a den of wolves and thieves. So when you go back in there tomorrow, whatever day you go in there, my precious soul, you better go in there armed and dangerous. You better go in there with the fire of the Holy Spirit. You cannot go back in your job tomorrow as usual. You got to go in there prayed up and fired up by the Holy Ghost. You got to march in there, my love, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You got to take the sword of the Spirit. You got to read Ephesians 6 over verse 11 to 17. You got to take the sword, Sharon Carr, whatever your name is, the last N. You got to take the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness. You got to go read it for yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Your time is winding down on the job. Your time is getting to a conclusion. It's coming to an ending of the job. So you have to go in there. Don't call me tomorrow because I don't know. Write it down. I don't want to hear from nobody. Nobody don't call me. Don't call my number. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put my number on speed dial. Okay? All right. It's gonna be on speed dial. When you call, you're gonna hear ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. What you call for? I don't know you. Hang up. All right. I don't want to hear from nobody. Listen, Ephesians 6 verse 17. The sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is having right standing with God. The belt of truth. That means stop lying. Speak the truth and speak it forever. Helmet of salvation. That means not only are you supposed to be saved, but you should have it upon your forehead that anybody talk to you about salvation. You should know how to lead them to the Lord. The shield of faith. Just like when Jesus was hungry and he looked out and see the fig tree, there was no fruit on it. He said, you will die. That's the same spirit you should have. Faith is a fact, but it's also an act. Go read Hebrews 11 and know what faith is. Walk in peace. Put on the shoes of peace. Anybody offend you? Say, Lord God, I forgive them and keep it moving. I'm talking to you, Sharon. Anybody you hate, ask God to forgive you. On the job, there's a whole lot of them on the job. So when you go back over there, use. I have it on my desk and I'm looking at it, okay? So because you see me looking over here, don't be thinking I'm reading out the Bible, okay? A lot of people, oh my gosh, you know the Bible. Yes, I do. I know some of it. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm looking at the scripture right over here because I'm armed and I'm dangerous. I'm armed and I'm dangerous. I gotta have the word of God to. I just can't talk to you guys. I have to have God's word and it just gotta come out of my belly. The Bible says, study the word. And you see, once you study it, when you open your mouth, whatever you study is going to come up out of your belly. It's going to come to your heart, which is your true person. I believe your true person lives inside of you. My name is Ruth Elizabeth. But you're not seeing Ruth Elizabeth in the flesh. Okay? Ruth Elizabeth lives inside of me. So when I give my life to Jesus Christ, in Jamaica, we have pet names. My pet name in Jamaica was Joyce, and I love that name, Joyce. But once I learned to embrace Ruth, I think I like Ruth better. Ruth is more, you know what I mean? Joyce is one of them little ragamuffin in Jamaica. Ruth is more than a nice, you know, even though she's rough in the spirit, she's nice and she's calm. She's a virtuous woman. Joyce, oh my God. Joyce is something else. But Ruth, you got to know what's inside of you. And how are you going to know what's inside of you? You're going to know what's inside of you when you start reading the word. Your word is going to be a connector to the Spirit of God. The word of God is life. Claudette, you need that word. You need life. Sharon, you need life. Mitch, you need life. Rooty, you need life. Root car, your foot is all swollen and you need life to take it down. Yes, I know that I fall out. Oh my God, from last August. I mean in pain. But I thank you guys for praying for me. I thank you guys for lifting me up to the altar of the Father God Himself, because it's not easy. And when He said for me to have this call today and to do the ask the Lord God, what am I going to be doing my call? And plus, I have a class that I'm doing. I'm like, you know what? This is perfect. And the Spirit of God said, do it in the prophetic. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'm going to do the prophetic. Because you know, guys, that the Father used me in the fivefold ministry. You guys know that. Only certain people knows. Hey, Anna, you look good. Praise God. I'm telling you, people. Wake up, I would say, and smell the coffee. What is the coffee? The word to me, the coffee now is the word of God. A lot of people love their coffee. Wake up and love God's word. We are in the last days. Jesus is coming, whether you know it or not, or whether you could see the end time. Read your Bible. Go read in Matthew. I think it's Matthew 24. If I'm wrong, go to 25, but let me go to 24. Read your Bible. Anybody else want me to pray? Because I was going to go over to Matthew and I felt like somebody wanted me to pray.
Yes.
Okay, where is okay, I'm coming. I'm coming, Jennifer.
Very soon. Pray for me.
Huh?
Pray for very soon. Healing power.
You need healing?
Healing, my entire family, my husband, everyone. Right there, he's in the hospital.
Barissa?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me see now. 24. Yep.
Please
That's
come.
in the end. Sign of the
I
end.
have lost my I'm in pain.
Okay, wait a minute. Entire family. Okay.
Pastor Ruth,
Yeah.
please, I need you to pray for my son, Nasim. You know. Thank you.
You have two sons, right?
I have three sons. They all need to be prayed off, but I don't know. I need healing in them, in my family. Thank you, Pastor Ruth.
Did you have one that live at the house with you?
Yes.
So that's the one that really needs prayer, right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes, Dr. Pastor Bruce, yes.
Robert Tess Rose.
So did he live in
Wasn't
California?
No, he studied in California. He came to Massachusetts. He opened.
Oh, okay. You know what? So that's where all his troubles start in California. Lord God.
Exactly.
Okay, wait a minute.
And he's here now.
Okay, wait a minute.
Depressed, yeah.
Wait a minute. All right. Whew.
Yeah.
So, you know what? So, we're going to come right now. Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. So, you know what? We're going to, Anna, listen to this. We got to pray. And you, as a mom, you got to break all those curses off of him that started in California. Because in California, I think he was exposed to drugs, okay? All right? Because what I'm writing, and that's what I'm asking about California, because we never talk about that, all right? A lot of people would say, oh, you talk about it. I don't know. I ain't got no time for this right now. This is Sunday evening, and that's all I know. That's the 23rd or whatever of March. I ain't got no time to try to explain myself to anybody. It's not. I'm not gonna explain myself to crap. Now I'm not explaining myself, but and I want to let you know tonight. It start in Cal from California. He was exposed to drugs in California. So tell you what you do. This is what you're gonna repeat. You're gonna break. Drug, I think it called it familial drug, whatever in California. Okay, you're gonna break it. You're gonna break it. You're gonna break it. It like something that he was take that was in a vial. You know, like when he break it and open it like coke. Okay, hey, I don't know. Okay, I don't know, like cocaine. You gotta break that. You gotta ask God to take away that taste bud from him.
That what?
The taste out of, you know, that drug
Okay.
taste.
Yes,
Because even though he
yes.
may not be doing it and hiding and doing it,
Yes.
he might still have that taste in his mouth. So you have to
Yes.
ask the Holy Spirit to really take away that taste. Like I have to
Yes.
ask the Holy Spirit to take away food taste out of my mouth. These are
Yes.
all spirit. It's addictive spirit. So
Yes.
it's an addiction. So it comes in and it will hide itself in the house. It would hide itself in the house. And because you don't know anything about what's going on in the house, Lord God Almighty, it comes in and it comes to make havoc, raise havoc in your house. It's a drug
Yes.
addiction. Oh
Yes.
my God. So now it comes in and want to take away everything from him. The brain that he has, the business that he had, drug addiction. Woo. So you as a mom, know that has been revealed. You gotta go in. And you gotta break that thing off of him. And any friends that come around, you gotta drive them away. You gotta ask God to remove them out of his face, remove them from him. And let him go around people that's gonna be fishers of men. Let him find the Peters in his life that's gonna come in and it's gonna throw out the net and wheel him in. That way he could get salvation. So you gotta take time out and pray. What's his name now?
Nassim.
I can't even pronounce that name.
NASSIM.
MASSIN. Okay, Father, we just.
N as Nancy.
Huh?
N as Nancy. NASSIM.
Well, you know what? I ain't gonna try to bite my tongue. You go call that out for yourself. Cause ain't nobody over here gonna be biting up no tongue tonight. We know Anansi, I know Hansi. I ain't
Nas
gonna do that, Anna.
Nassim,
Oh no. It's so,
Nassim.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Yeah.
you know this name, Father. Father, you are a God, and you are Jesus when you walk the earth. You got a sense of humor, okay? And we here on this line tonight, we have a sense of humor. Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit that's going to go in and touch your son. When the mom have these babies, when we have our babies, we raise them, we teach them how to just come before you and how to love you. Your word declared that train up a child the way they should go. When they get older, will not
Amen.
depart.
Amen.
So tonight, Father, we release his son in your
Nassim, yes.
hands.
Nassim, yes.
And we ask you, Father God,
Rafa.
to touch him, to
Yes, Rafa.
remove every taste bud out
No.
of his mouth.
No. Grant it, Lord.
And let him walk and walk and walk
Grant it, Lord.
and fall in love with something else. As a matter of fact, touch all three.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the
Jesus.
name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
The name of
In the
Jesus.
name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Noni poko baba laba kondo baba baba baba. Hinona makunda. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Veressa and her family tonight. Why is your room so dark and all I'm seeing them two big bright eyes? I don't want to see no bright eyes, not no tail.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm sitting at the kitchen table.
Okay, I know about kitchen business. Turn on the, I don't want to see them two eyes look at me like a doggone cat. I'm like, what you over there doing? Please. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. And we just praise you right now, Father, for her family. That's what I'm talking about. Over there looking on them blind eyes. I'm like, I'm not dealing with no puss pitney. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks right now. Put your hand up, put your hand up, put your hand up. And
Yes,
we are
Lord.
standing in agreement tonight, Father. We're standing in agreement tonight, Father. We are standing in agreement tonight, Father. And we break and we bind. We break and we bind every single thing that's not of you, Father. We come and we place it on the altar tonight, Father. And we thank you, Father God, that the supernatural will go into their natural being tonight in their lives, Father.
Thank you,
And
Lord.
everything that needs to be changed,
Yes, Lord. Eat up.
every derogatory, Lord God, everything that you know that we don't want to talk about, and we see it, we break it and we bind it in the
Yes,
spirit. There's
Lord.
certain things that we do not want to discuss right now tonight, and we see it and we know it and we stand and we agree in Jesus' name,
Amen.
and we say, come up and come out.
Come up and come out.
Come
Come
up
up
and
and come
come
out.
out in Jesus' name.
Come
I
up
do.
in
Come
Jesus'
out
name.
and
Get
come
out.
out in
Come up
Jesus'
and
name.
get out
Jesus.
in
Up
Jesus'
and
name.
out in
In
Jesus'
Jesus'
name.
name. Out
Up
in Jesus'
and
name.
out in
Out in
Jesus'
Jesus'
mighty name.
name.
Glory
Out,
to
come
God. We
up and
thank you
get
for
out.
delivering
Thank
tonight.
you, Jesus.
Put your
In
hand over your
the
belly.
name of
Put your hand
Jesus.
over your belly.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus.
Dolores, put your hand over
Yes,
your belly. Put your hand over your belly, Dolores. In the
Oh.
name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Yes,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Eat us,
Jesus.
Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
My. Glory, 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 glory.
Jesus. Jesus, my
Hallelujah.
God.
Maya, 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 my
Hallelujah.
God.
Jesus,
My God.
Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, Mama, Lord, Mama, 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 Mama.
Hallelujah.
Anybody
Jesus.
on the line having a problem with their earring tonight? I know mine is acting up, but what about somebody else?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes,
Who's
Lord.
having problem with their hearing?
Jesus. Hurts me. I don't know. Sometimes my ear rattles, sometimes I don't ear rattle, so.
Put your hand over it. Put your hand over the ear, that part.
Yes, Lord.
Is it the right ears?
Both of them.
What happened to the right ear? You feel like something running in it sometimes?
Yeah.
That water running in it?
Yeah.
But put your hand over the right ears, because I
Yes.
see like water running in it,
Yes.
And when it comes, it's like you have to put your hand over your nose and like pop it like.
Yes.
Yeah, so in the name of Jesus Christ, well
Lord.
take your left hand and put it over your nose right now.
Yes, Lord.
And just like you always do, pop it like. Just go like this and just let it pop. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we come against that hearing. We come against that hearing and we command her hearing to come back. The hear drum to come back in Jesus' name. You can feel there's a fire going through my hand right now.
Yes, Lord.
I
Yes,
see, don't, can you
Lord.
feel that fire? Can you feel that fire?
I feel a burden.
Right. There's a fire of the Holy Spirit that is going. I feel it right now in the name of Jesus. And I want you to move in
Lord.
right now. And I want you to go over to the other one, the left one. There's a fire of God. And I want you to take your right hand and put it over the left one over here like this. And I want you to believe God for total healing
Thank you
in
for
Jesus' mighty name.
healing. Mighty name, Lord God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your
Thank
hand up
you,
and give him praise. Psalms 150, verse 6 says, let
Lord.
everything that have breath praise
Yes. Yeah.
the
Thank
Lord.
you.
Praise
Thank
you,
you,
Almighty.
Lord. Yes, Lord, grant it. I eat
We
it.
praise you, Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
We
I
praise
pray, Lord. I
you,
keep.
Almighty God.
Lord Jesus.
Father God, in Jesus' name.
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
How does the earring feel? How does it feel?
Thank you, Jesus.
It just burns.
If you bring, that's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Come on. Lord.
Put your hand over your eyes. Your eyes is a little bit dimmed sometimes. Take off your glasses and put your hand over your eyes. Put it over the right eyes. Yes. And that shadow that's over it be gone in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
And when you drive at night, that you be able to see clearly, because sometimes you
Yes.
can't see that good at night, correct?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, put your hand over there. In the
Yes.
name of Jesus Christ, I thank you. I worship and I praise you, Almighty God. I worship and I praise you, Almighty God. We give you thanks this night, oh God. We give you thanks for eyesight tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, put your hand over your mouth. We give you thanks this month. For her teeth, my God, about that nudging in her mouth. We give you thanks, oh God. That numbness in the gum. We give you thanks, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. And we praise you now in Jesus'
name. I grant it.
We thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name.
I claim it. I claim
we thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name.
I claim
we
it.
We thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name.
I claim it, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
I believe in it too.
Hallelujah, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Sonny, I pray for you right now.
I
lift you
Lord.
Up on the altar there, Sonny Moni. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift you up, Sonny Moni. And I give God thanks and I give God praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we worship and we praise you. Father, we worship. Put your hand up, Sonny Monique, and give God thanks. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. Oh, mighty God, we worship and we praise you now. Oh, mighty God, we worship and we praise you now. Oh, mighty God, we worship and we praise you now. I call for the holy angels of God to come in and camp around about an earth
house.
From the top step, from the top floor, to the bottom floor.
Yes, in the each and every one of us
force off of her
building.
Street. Drive out every force off of her street.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Freedom. Freedom.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Freedom.
Hi. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God.
Oh, what a mighty name we serve. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
My God, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
Lord.
What an awesome God we serve.
Thank
what
you.
What an awesome
Lord.
God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
What an awesome God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
What an awesome God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
What an awesome God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
Every day before Him. We sing before Him. What a mighty, 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 mighty,
mighty
God.
Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Yes. You are perfect, Lord. You are perfect.
Tonight, my Father.
Mighty God. Mighty
I come before
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise.
And
as we start our week this day,
the name
we
say,
Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Open up the windows of heaven and pour now blessings upon us.
Oh, yes.
Give us the supernatural that we may be
yes,
able
Lord.
To walk
we claim it. We
through
claim
doors
it.
That need to be walked through.
We
Close doors
it,
that need to be closed behind
we
us.
Claim it, Lord.
Father God, we pray that you will bring forth kings in our path this week.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for the supernatural.
Oh,
and as we raise our hand before you,
yes,
we
Lord.
Declare 3 John 2. As I read it, oh Father God, tonight, as I read it, oh Father,
victory is mine.
I rejoice greatly in the mighty name of Jesus. And I said, beloved above all things,
Apostle,
thou mayest prosper and be in health.
Yes, Lord.
As our soul prospereth. Father,
Amen.
We thank you and we praise
thank
you.
Thank you. We praise you.
We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance.
Yes, Lord. Granted.
We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for everything this
yes,
day.
Lord.
In the name that is above every single name.
In your mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus Christ. The Son of the living God. I love
Amen.
You, Gloria. Jesus Christ. I love
Jesus,
you every
Jesus,
single
Jesus,
person.
Jesus.
I love you, my baby Keisha. I love you. I love you, my
Jesus,
daughter.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Marie, Mitch, Jenny, Linda, I love you. I love you, Navi.
We love you guys.
I love you. I love you, my Sherry
Peace.
Sherry.
Peace.
I love you. I love you. I love you, me and my Claudette. I love you, Marie. I love every single person. Sonny, I love you. I
Love you,
absolutely
Pastor
love you.
Rose. God bless you. Give you
My
the good
admin,
health,
I
you
love
and your
you. I
family.
declare love tonight. I
Yes,
declare
love.
unconditional love
Love
tonight.
to
My
you too,
cousin,
man.
the
To
Lord,
you too.
I love you.
And
I
you
love
too.
you with the love of the Lord Jesus
Love you
Christ.
too,
Go
Abigail.
forth and let it shine. Go forth and let his kingdom come before you and come out of you. Wherever you go, wherever you put your hand to Marie, that the blessings of the Lord will come out of you. It will make you rich. It will make you rich. It will
In
make you
Jesus'
rich. My
name.
family over there with my 205, it will make you rich. It will make you rich. Your family, your husband, your daughters, it will make you rich. Anything, whatever you need, it will lift you up. It will raise up a
In
standard. You
Jesus'
hear me,
name,
Linda?
let it
It will
go.
raise
Raise
up
us
a
up to him
standard.
again
Walk
in
upright
Jesus'
before
name.
him. Trust him for
Lord,
every good thing. It doesn't matter what the enemy may bring in and how it may look. Trust him with every fiber of your being. Carissa, how your ears feel? How is your ear feel?
Wonderful.
Feels wonderful. How your mouth?
Bit.
And how is your eyes? Praise God. So tell you what.
God is good.
Take Psalms 150 and give him praise. Psalms 150, verse 6. Give him praise.
115.
Psalms 150, verse 6.
Oh,
Let everything that have breath praise the name
praise
of
the
the Lord.
Lord.
Praise the name of the
Now,
Lord. Make songs and voices and tunes, everything out of your mouth.
Bible is way
I love
over
you guys. God bless you and God watch over you and God give you peace. Have a
here.
supernatural week. And we will see each other. We'll talk on Wednesday. I'll send out the for our fasting on Wednesday. I'll get it out. And whoever who is on what you call it on Friday night, I'll send that out. Amen. For our watch. And I love you. Hey, shalom. Mwah, mwah.